What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 105 from the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're talking about how Hennessy got their hands on a 2020 Shelby GT500 and have given it just a little more venom. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Everyone, the 2020 Shelby GT500 I don't even know what to say. That's how nuts it is and how crazy it is. Not only is it mind-blisteringly fast, it's extremely sexy and has all sorts of technology inside the car. I was very fortunate on Exotics on Broadway earlier this year in August. I got the chance to play with the 2020 GT500, the orange one you guys have actually seen online. I got to rev the crap out of it, and oh my God, it was just, I have to have this car. Straight from factory, it is insane. Equipped with a 5.2-liter supercharged V8, the 2020 GT500 has 760 horsepower and 625 foot-pounds of torque. That's straight from factory. If we know anything about Hennessy, they make fast cars even faster. Hennessy is very familiar with Ford, and they have a long history of tuning Shelbys and tuning Mustangs. Can you imagine how much power Hennessy is going to be able to make from a GT500 that stock from factory is pushing 760 horse? If you have a guess of what it might be, take a guess right now before you hear what I'm about to tell you, because it's absolutely ludicrous. So there is three different tunes that Hennessy is calling the Venom tune, which I thought it was pretty fitting. It's pretty cool. The very first one is called the Venom 850 tune. As you can imagine, that's 850 horsepower with 725 foot-pounds of torque. The second tune is the Venom 1000 tune. Take a guess. 1000 horsepower and 850 foot-pounds of torque. More torque than the standard car has horsepower. The last tune, which is the most mind-boggling and can't even believe it's real, the Venom 1200 tune. That's 1200 horsepower and 1000 foot-pounds of torque. That is hypercar numbers. What I want to know is if they take the limiter off this car, the governor on this GT500, how fast will it go? You see, the 2014 GT500 with 662 horsepower goes 202 miles per hour. I'd like to know what the 2020 goes stock from factory with 760 horsepower, and I'd like to know what it goes with Hennessy's Venom 1200 tune with 1200 horsepower. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. My jaw dropped. Jaw is completely dropped. Mind is blown. Might have to change my pants real quick. More specifics about the 2020 GT500. It has a twin turbocharged setup, which is to be expected when you're pushing those kind of numbers, as long with stronger forged rods and pistons. You have a better intercooler, a higher performance fuel system. You're going to have an upgraded higher airflow induction system in the car. You're going to have a brand new stainless steel exhaust system. You're going to have a strengthened 7-speed dual clutch transmission. You're going to have new badging on the car, which are actually numbered dash plaques and are going to be signed by the CEO and founder of Hennessy, John Hennessy himself. And to top the whole thing off, as if it's not amazing already, it comes with a 1-year, 12,000-mile warranty, which if I were you, I would use that warranty up. Beat that thing to heck as much as you can, because if anything goes wrong, you got it warrantied for a year. It's just truly amazing. how Hennessy is able to take roughly any car I can think of, and they can start tuning them. Hennessy does Lamborghinis. They do McLarens. They do Ford, Dodge, Chevy. I know they do Smart. I know they do Tesla now. And it's just, what an incredible company that is able to take any car practically that you want, and they can make it something that is just out of your most wildest dreams fast. It is now my goal in life to have a Venom 1200 tuned GT500. Absolutely amazing. This just, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say, because I've given the facts and my mind's blown, and I would love to know your guys' thoughts on this one. How do you feel about a Shelby GT500 with 1200 horsepower and 1000 foot-pounds of torque? Please let me know, because I'm dying to know, and I'm curious if anybody else's mind is blown as much as mine. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 105. Can't believe we're this far along into the podcast. It's truly amazing. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. I greatly appreciate it. If you don't mind, feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. Just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in bio so you guys can get authentic car merchandise direct from the manufacturer. www.tlg.com is your guys' go-to automotive source for car merchandise. I've got a coupon code in the link in bio for you guys as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in. Episode 106, kind of a controversial topic, but we're going to talk about it. Bugatti's brand new top speed record of 304 miles per hour. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.